Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess and Jewels.
Hello, is my family out there? This is Duchess. This is our chat time. How's everyone doing? You hold on a second. I'm going to adjust some microphones and things here, and we'll be well on the way with our topic for this evening. Hold on a moment. Be right back with you.
Can everybody hear me now? Goodness, that took a while. I'm so sorry. I apologize. It's been a wild week. It's been wild here at Blog Talk Radio. It's been wild here in Virginia. And things have been just going crazy. What can I say? Real nutsy. Maybe it's a part of that transition that Lena Stevens was talking about in her Power Path this month. It has a lot to do about transition, and as we transition, I guess things get all nutsy for us. Spent Thanksgiving in North Carolina with Jules and had a blast, and it was a great, great time. I don't get to see her that much, but she and I talk daily. And what else is going on? Well, you know it's wintertime, and that's not my favorite time of the year. Wintertime. Whoa, winter, winter, winter. 21, I think winter, the winter solstice, winter, first day of winter is on the 21st. Well, you know, I'll start my countdown. There's 15 more days until we come to winter, and right now there's 104 days till spring. And that's all you're going to hear from Duchess is how many more days until spring is here. Because that's how I keep my mind focused on and not being so, how do you say, miserable because of the weather outside. Everybody's getting ready for the holiday. And that's a blast for those of us who work at UPS and the Postal Service and all these other mail order places. It's really rough. The packages are heavy and people are spending lots and lots and lots of money for holiday cheer this year. So it's good to see that that's on the horizon for everyone. Of course, we want to give our condolences to the families who are losing members all across planet Earth to tragedies. And we're going to get into some of the Dalai Lama's wise wisdom words about what's going on, the global tragedies happening around us. But before we get into that, how about we look at Lena Stevens's Power Path for the month of December. Everyone enjoys that. So I think that's something that we need to start to show off with. And since her Power Path energy report is on transition and we're all going through it, let's see what we can do to deal with it. Now, for those of you who are familiar with the definition of transition, it means the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. It is a move, a passage, a transformation, a leap, and an evolution. Well, we are all in transition right now. We are moving from one place to another in our lives, on the planet, in our psyches, our emotions, our work, our relationships, our environment, our values, and our dreams. What we thought we wanted or could have or would make us happy and fulfilled is no longer are on the table. We have decided as a collective that the view must be better on the other side. So we are taking that step over the abyss. Do you know how huge a step over an abyss can be? We are in mid-air, having let go of the side we were familiar with and preparing to land on other unknown ground. Now, the transition this month is the being in mid-air. So don't look down or you may lose your nerve. Keep your eye on the new ground. Being in mid-air is extremely it's very uncomfortable. What if I don't land on my feet? What if I take the wrong step? What if the ground I'm preparing to land on is not solid at all? Now, that could be a very deep experience, you know, when you think about moving all over the place or moving into another relationship. This part of transition is always instinctive and triggers the instinctive center. The instinctive center is all about survival. And this month, your survival instincts may be challenged and triggered, causing all kinds of anxiety. How about sleeplessness and worry? Be careful this month not to let your instinctive center show up in negative ways that are detrimental to your growth and expansion. Survival can keep you attached to the old ground where you may lose your momentum to move forward. It is always easier in the long run to get into the middle of the rapid than to fight it by hiding in the eddy. That way, may only hold you back. So basically what she's saying is you're in this mode of transition and you're going to be transitioning anyway. So since you're already up there in the air, stop worrying about where you're going. Just go ahead and land, and once you get there, then you'll know what to do next. So often, we want to hang back and look at the past. I was talking to a woman today. She was telling me how she's reading these books, and all of the books that she's reading have to do with people talking about experiences of the past and what went on in the past and how energies of the past. And I said to her, while you're so busy keeping your head in the past, you don't have any time to think about what's going on around you in your moment, what's going on around you right here and now, what's going on in the moment so you can prepare what you're doing now and do what you're doing now to get ready for what's going to happen tomorrow. So in order to be successful in transition, you must first let go of the old ground. You must be willing to let go of the old. You must be willing to let go of that old ground. You must be willing to give up your position, the attachment to being right, and all of your judgments and expectations, as well as any emotional charge you may have about something you may be still chewing on. You know, we can just be ruminating about stuff and going on and on and on in our head, and we're forgetting that we have right now this moment to focus on. So being in the air could and should be an experience of freedom and neutrality. The transformational aspect of transition can be brutal. It can be radical, and it can be swift. So pay attention and do not go to sleep. This is the time to take full responsibility for yourself as a human being and extend your intentions to fully live your life. If you are overly concerned, I mean really overly concerned about the past, you will never be clear of it. If you are too worried and anxious about the future, you will not enjoy the present. This is the time to live each day as if you were living your last. do not spend time engaging in negative behavior or emotions. They are energy leaks. Instead, be generous with your compassion. Be generous with your humor. Be generous with humility. Be generous with inspiration and creativity. So, one aspect of this transition time is the transition from one energy platform to the next. An energy platform is an agreement by the collective about how the universe works, what is possible, where we are limited, and how we are likely to behave in certain situations. It dictates how we see disease, life expectancy, aging, conflict, survival, relationship containers, karma, and the laws of physics. It dictates the thickness of the veil that separates the astral plane from the physical one and keeps our belief system solid and linear. Okay? We are leaving the old energy platform behind and moving ourselves as a collective towards a new one. No one knows how this new energy platform will manifest. There is a great deal of mystery around this energetic transformation that requires a strong trust in spirit. You have to trust your creator more than any other time in your lifetime. This transition takes us out of our comfort zone and may cause a variety of reactions. Because we also have a higher centered influence serving as the light of the other end, at the other end of the tunnel, the reactions of some may be almost manic with excessive behavior. Others operating from the instinctive center may feel out of sorts, even flat and apathetic, mildly depressed or not so mildly depressed, anxious with nonspecific anxiety, confused and completely at loose ends. So remember that when you release an old tapestry of patterns that provided an energetic platform for a really long time, you unravel what could hold you back from accessing the new one. So there's freedom in letting go and embracing the unknown. The new energetic platform holds many opportunities that will have not been defined. It is time to hold this transition space open for a spectacular new dream. Transition is where we are. Transition does not mean we are there yet, but we've packed our bags and are on our way. So we have to enjoy the journey, you know? One last thing that I want to share that Lena was saying, because she goes into how this affects you personally. You know, some of us may be getting cranky around not knowing what's next or not getting the clarity that we would like to have. So she goes into how it affects you personally. She goes into how to deal with relationships. Like, for instance, it's important this month to stay out of judgment around all your relationships. Remember that everyone is in transition, just like you. So have a little compassion. Some will be more stressed out than others, and some will even seem like they are losing their hold on reality. You know, I mean, this is like a real wild time we're all going through. So have some compassion for your neighbor, because at least you know what their problem is. They may not be listening to the show to know that they're in transition, but you know. So take it easy on them. Have a little humility, and if you can't deal with them, then walk away and go someplace else. You know, another day will come. Then there's the environment. Your environment these days in terms of the weather is so unpredictable that it's difficult to predict, very far into the future. I mean, I went to work one day last weekend. I was in, you know, like my turtleneck and a T-shirt, and then the next day I had to have on a winter coat. So even the environment is going through a transition, and we don't know what's going to happen next. business relationships. Now, if you want the whole energy path, I'm telling you, her energy path for the month of December, her power, her energy report for the month of December is 8 pages long. So you know Duchess is not going to go through 8-page energy. So if you want to go to sign on to PowerPath and get the full report for the entire month, I would recommend you do that. That's Nina Stevens. But she also speaks about business partnerships and projects. They will be going through transition this month as well. You may be in transition at work or making changes to a project or simply planning to shift the way you do things in your business life. Allow what is not working to surface, even if it means an uncomfortable time of restructuring relationships and priorities. So your businesses will be going through transition. So let's talk about, this is the week of December 1st through 7th is already gone. But the week of the 8th to the 15th, she says we are slowly emerging from something that seems like a bad movie that we really believed we were a part of. The energy during this coming week has the potential to completely change to something way more user-friendly. You may have trouble accepting how good you feel one day when on the previous one you were at rock bottom. Remember that in a time of transition, anything is possible. Be open, be flexible, and be willing. This is also the time when some of the higher centers can be activated for inspiration and creativity. The higher vibration is always supported by beauty, humor, music, and being with true community. So I would say go and hang out with some lively, happy people, play music, listen to, watch some comedy shows. Go to the movies and look at a comedy. I mean, you know, decorate your house. I mean, buy something new and put something beautiful on your body. I mean, go get your hair done in a different style. As we enter the holiday season, see if you can stay out of your own patterns and be inspired by something new and different that you have not done before. Be more creative and less burdened. Let's try that. That'll work for a lot of us, you know. Now, on the 11th, we have a new moon. That's Friday. And this new moon is the perfect opportunity to reset, to pray, to set intentions, and to be involved in community in a way that is meaningful. It is important to look ahead instead of looking back. This new moon also supports a creative container for personal expression. There is a desire to be heard, not in an ego way, but in an authentic yearning to be your unique contribution in this life. If you allow it, your personal medicine has the potential to be seen by others and nurtured by spirit. Set an intention and say some prayers today for that to manifest. So it's going to be a really, you know, good month if we understand the challenges that we're going to have this month. But with that said, how about we look at a little bit about, let's look a little bit at this topic. You know, we look at the sad state of affairs that are going on across planet Earth, and it's not a very happy state of affairs. And sometimes we've got to look at ourselves as we pray for the happenings and realize that prayer is not enough. And I like the article that I read that the Dalai Lama quoted some things, and he made some sense to me. The 14th Dalai Lama of Tibet, well, he's always had a lot of attention-getting words of wisdom. And some people, they get fired up by some of what he says, but a lot of what he says makes sense. And he most recently told the world that simply praying is not the answer for the incidents that are happening all over the globe, such as Paris, such as San Bernardino, you know, all the murders around the world, all the people being killed, all the people being slaughtered needlessly. He stated that humans created this problem. We're the ones that create the problem. And now the humans are asking God to solve it. You know, I can see that. We're asking God to solve it, which really makes no sense, because if we created this mess, we should be the ones to solve the mess, not God. And God has given us free will to be able to do that, is if you believe in God. And you don't have to believe in God to get up and make a change in the world. Maybe you're doing other things to things that aren't proactive, or maybe you're just sitting around talking about what a mess the world is. Maybe you're sitting around talking about what a mess some factions are making of the world. Well, you know, there's one thing to say that the world is going to hell, and another thing to get up and say, well, you know, my world is going to hell, and I'm going to make a change in it. I had a lady tell me today, well, you know, Duchess, sometimes people just get tired. They just get tired. Well, I had to tell her, you know, I've been doing a community service thing from the time I was age 16. I'm long past age 16, and I may be tired, but I'm still out there doing, because eventually somebody else is going to latch on and start doing along with me. And after that, the two of us may be continuously doing, then a third person may latch on and start doing things with us. We can't sit back and say we're tired just because we're tired and give up the fight. We got to keep on going, because who knows? There's the theory of the 100th monkey. Once that 100th monkey began to do what the first monkey started, 100 monkeys previously, then all of a sudden, now the whole community of monkeys are doing it. So once we continuously do what needs to be done, trust me, we got to start at home. We got to start in our own hearts. We got to start at the beginning. We got to start in our own community. And then it begins to feed over, and it begins to spill over into other areas. Well, the Dalai Lama's comments went viral. Those of you who know what viral, that means it took off. You know, and it resonated with so many people around the world who realized that action on a mass scale is required at this time to change the direction of our planet. And our planet is going into some crazy stuff, right back to this transition. So we cannot solve this problem only through prayers, said the Dalai Lama. He, to quote him, I am a Buddhist and I believe in prayer, but humans have created this problem, and now we are asking God to solve it. It is illogical. God would say, solve it yourself, because you created it in the first place. Okay? Some of what he was saying was, we need a systematic approach to foster humanistic values of oneness and harmony. If we start doing it now, there is hope that this century will be different from the previous one. If it is in everybody's interest, so why don't we work for peace within our families and society, and not expect help from God all the time, Buddha all the time, Allah all the time, Jesus all the time, or the government. Now, those are Duchess's words coming out at you, you know, because, you know, we've got to do something, and we can't rely on that higher power that we believe in to do it for us all the time. Furthermore, the problems that we are facing today are the result of superficial differences over religious faiths and nationalities. We are one people. We are one blood. We are one us. You know, we all came from the same thing. You know, we're all made of the same thing. You know, those little atoms, those little molecules. I mean, you know, everything in creation is made of, you know, that atomic energy. So let's talk about war and the large military establishments that are the greatest sources of violence in the world. Now, whether their purpose is defensive or offensive, these vast, powerful organizations exist solely to kill human beings. That's what they're there for, to kill somebody. We should think carefully about the reality of war. Most of us have been conditioned to regard military combat as exciting and glamorous. Look at all those little games they got going on. It's an opportunity for men to prove their competence and courage. Since armies are legal, we feel that war is acceptable. In general, nobody feels that war is criminal or that accepting it is a criminal attitude. In fact, we have been brainwashed. War is neither glamorous nor attractive. As a matter of fact, Dalai Lama says it's monstrous. Its very nature is one of tragedy and suffering. All right? If you think about it, these vast and powerful organizations and the military in general solely exist to kill human beings, like we said, whether it's on the offensive or the defensive. That's what they're there for. As the Dalai Lama touches upon, we are conditioned and made to believe that military service is something to be proud of. And while those who go to war, sure, these men and women may be entering into the service in order to serve their country with a tremendous amount of bravery and good-hearted intentions. But what they do not know is that this global war of terrorism is a complete fabrication. Now, this is what's going on out there. This is what's being said behind our scenes. How true this is, I have no idea, but it gives us some cause to think about it. The enemy they are made to believe they're defending their country from is actually a product of their own country. Now, why would this Dr. Michael Shoshmolsky, University of Ottawa's Emeritus Professor of Economics, tell us this? Because he says the global war on terrorism is completely fake and based on fake premises. Now, how so? Where did that come from? He says soldiers have been brainwashed into thinking that they are going after an enemy and defending their own country when that same enemy is fully supported and financed by the Western Military Alliance. And as the Dalai Lama states, this is exactly why we feel that war is acceptable, because we are made to believe it's a necessary course of action. He then goes on to state that we are so conditioned to see it as thrilling that we talk about this or that marvelous weapon as a remarkable piece of technology without remembering that if it is actually used, it will burn living people. War also strongly resembles a fire in the way it spreads. If one area gets weak, the commanding officer sends in reinforcements. This is throwing live people onto a fire. But because we have been brainwashed to think this way, we do not consider the suffering of individual soldiers. No soldiers want to be wounded or die. None of his loved one wants any harm to come to him. if one soldier is killed or maimed for life, at least another 5 or 10 people, his relatives and friends, suffer as well. We should all be horrified by the extent of this tragedy, but we are so confused. The extent of this brainwashing is quite massive, and if we were going to stop the murder of one human being or other human beings and war in general, it is that brainwashed soldier that needs to wake up. Okay? We are the reason why war exists in the first place. We created it, we participate in it, and we prolong it. Just imagine what would happen if every human being on the planet refused to participate in war. This is why we say change needs to come from within. And as more soldiers wake up to what's really happening here, there will be more of them who refuse to go to war. No matter how evil. No matter how evil are the many murderous dictators who can currently oppress their nations and cause international problems, it is obvious that they cannot harm others or destroy countless human lives if they don't have a military organization accepted and condoned by society. Now, that society is us. Some of these soldiers that are used by their corporations and big bank puppet masters are starting to wake up and speak out. Now, the Dalai Lama then goes on to speak about how expensive war is. Whew! This is something many people think about, but I don't think enough people think about it. The fact that the money pumped into military, all that money pumped into the military and the Department of Defense in the United States alone could completely alleviate poverty and hunger on our planet. See all these hungry people in the world? Maybe that's why they feel they'd rather kill off some people rather than feed some people. But that being said, money is made out of thin air. You know how money comes, where money comes from? They just print it. They type it up on a computer screen and print it. They print as much money as they want. And they don't print as much money as they want to keep out of circulation. You know, so there's a lot to be said here. Basically, the point is, if we are going to use money as a tool, why not take that money and allocate it to provide food, shelter, and clothing for everybody on the planet? The defense expenditures of a couple of countries alone could do this with no problem. We should feel fed up with the violence and killing going on around us. If a human being is killed by an animal, it's sad. But if a human being is killed by another human being, it's unthinkable. We have to make a special effort to think of each other as fellow human beings, as our brothers and sisters. And this is what the Dalai Lama said. Duchess didn't say this. Duchess just probably agrees with a lot of what the Dalai Lama is saying. So we give thanks to the Dalai Lama for saying the things that he has said within the past few months. You know, there's a lot going on the face of this earth, and there's a lot that needs to be said about the harm and the pain that's happening to people all across the earth. You know, whether it's shootings in the street by disgruntled police officers just killing people, if it's Paris or San Bernardino, or people going into schools and just blowing other people away and going into movie theaters and, you know, taking their guns and... It's got to stop. And perhaps as we go through this transition that Lena Stevens is talking about, we'll all wake up. We'll all wake up and we'll all come to, you know, some type of different senses, because we all got sense. It's what kind of sense do we have? That's the question. What kind of sense do we have? So, Well, I see my board is all lit up, but I don't see anyone wanting to chit-chat with me. That's okay. That's I like having the company, even if the company is quiet. But remember, the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, nor is intended to replace any one-on-one relationship with qualified healthcare professionals. And but we would like you always to seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. And I say all of that because I'm getting ready to talk about love. And while I'm not considered a qualified love doctor, I do have some things to say about love and how we love or don't love ourselves, how we are in search for love, can't find the love of our life, and we're looking in all the wrong places, and we need to learn how to become the love that we are looking for. And I'm not talking about it in an arrogant way. I'm not talking about, I love me, so I don't need nobody. I'm not talking about that kind. That's not love. You know, that's just a defense mechanism. That's just you trying to justify the fact that something's going wrong and maybe somebody is not happy with you. You know? But let's talk about love. I was reading an article. Because, you know, I like to read articles so I can discuss them with you. And hopefully you pipe in and call in. And we can have, you can tell me what your opinions are on what I've read. I'm just giving you what I feel about what I've read. And I usually bring what I think is interesting to you. But I tell you one thing, if you want me to have a topic on the show that may be interesting to you, then why don't you drop me an email at duchessontheair@gmail.com. That's duchessontheair@gmail.com. Or send me a personal little note to my P.O. Box. That's Duchess@P.O. Box 4220. Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. You can do that. That's Duchess, care of P.O. Box 4220, Leesburg, Virginia. That's Leesburg, one word, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. And tell me what you think. Tell me what you feel. Tell me if you don't like it. I mean, tell me. I would really love to read some of your mail on the air. But before we go into what Lita has to say, I see they have a caller that wants to pop in here. Hold on a second. Good evening.
Hello.
You're on the air. Can I have your name and, well, where
this
you calling from?
Greg from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Greg from Pennsylvania. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good.
That's great. What do you
want
to share with us?
Yeah, I wanted to comment a little bit or ask a question about what you're saying about the Dalai Lama and talking about war and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I know that the Buddhists take a long and go through a lot of trouble to find their leaders and their teachers who have reincarnated. And there's the whole process of that. And also, both in the Old and New Testament, there is a process where the prophets are looking for their divine leaders, like who's called to be a king. And I was wondering if within the Buddhist tradition, or maybe it's hidden in the background somewhere, shouldn't they be able to, whether it's the Buddhist or the prophets, be able to find their divine problem solvers for even things like running nations and solving these problems of war? That there should be just as much of a process going into that as they are in finding these lamas and spiritual masters that reincarnate. And surely, even with the idea that, you know, not to be praying for everything, but doing, is that who is incarnated into an earth body now that already has that divine influence to change things?
Well, since I'm not Buddhist, I can't answer for the Buddhist. I can only answer for me, Duchess, and my understanding of what he's trying to say is that we're all divinely inspired to be who we were placed on the face of this earth to be. And rather than sitting around praying for whoever our higher power is that we believe in, we need to get up off of our butts and go do something. Maybe if we stand up and go forward, we will see that we have that collective divinity within us already to do what we're waiting for some other energy to come forward to do. That's how I feel.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. I just wanted to get that out there. I mean, it's a definite principle in multiple cultures, but nobody has been really speaking about it, you know, as far as we become more spiritually awake. So thank you for the answer.
Thank you for the question, Craig. Thank you. Come back again. Okay, everyone, that was Greg from PA. Thank you, Greg. Anyone else out there want to share their thoughts with us? Call us, you know. All you have to do is press 1 and you'll be on the air. Why don't we go on and talk about this, how to find the love we're looking for. And we're talking about this divine love that Greg happened to mention, okay? This is what we're looking for. When we all begin to love ourselves and love our others and our neighbors the way we love ourselves truly, because most spiritual dictates say that. Love yourself, love your neighbor the way you would love yourself, treat your neighbors the way you would treat yourself. So if you're not loving yourself properly, how can you love anybody else properly? So let's get on with this. Lita says, a relationship is never the answer to our loneliness. The feeling of emptiness, unhappiness, depression, and self-hate are already inside of you. Those feelings are already there. People tend to create new relationships based not on what they want, but in response to what they perceive to lack. They look outside themselves saying, when I find someone, I'll be happy, I'll be satisfied and fulfilled. When they do find someone to have a relationship with, it is exciting and fulfilling for a few months or maybe a few years. When the original feelings pop back in again, they start blaming the other person for their loneliness, for their depression, for their self-hate, and their unhappy life, and may even start to hate the other person. The other person, in turn, may dim their own light by demanding your energy, time, and your personality. It is their fear, their pain, and their depression that starts chasing you, sucking your energy and imprisoning your beauty and free soul. Now, what's going on here? You may do the same to them because of their own emptiness. This is not what you were looking for. Nothing outside of yourself, not a relationship or another person, will ever bring you true happiness, fulfillment, or peace to your heart. You are your own hero, your own lover, your own answer to all your prayers, and you are your own true love. Remember, nothing outside yourself will ever truly satisfy you. Today is the day you become your own true love. Start to love every aspect of yourself, including all of your darkness and your light. Start to appreciate and love your own personality. Become your own best friend. Remember what nourishes your soul and find the sacredness in each moment. Take a walk in the forest. Talk to the spirits. Watch funny movies in your bed. Create art. Or write some deep, write something deep from inside your soul. I like to keep a journal. I like to keep it by the side of the bed. And I like to wake up first thing in the morning and write the thoughts that come through as I'm waking up in the morning. When we start to embrace all that we are, all our divinity, once we start doing that, we will stop waiting for something or someone outside of us. You are what you've been looking and waiting for the whole time. Stop searching. Stop demanding. Each of us is a free, sovereign spirit meant only to share and celebrate our true essences together. Nurture yourself and listen to your inner voice. Get to know you. Give yourself all that you need and want as you start to become aware of yourself. That's called self-mastery. Find your way home to you. Set others free and thrive in your mastery. You can never be lonely when you actually listen, breathe, talk, and feel your own spirit. Take a deep breath now. Go deep in and let it out and feel. Raise your arms up to the stars and stretch and feel. You must be willing to do some deep soul searching. This means feeling the emotions that are stuck in your energetic field, acknowledging them and releasing them. How? Sometimes by crying. Sometimes by taking those deep breaths and stretching. Sometimes just by moving the body or any other way you feel compelled to. Listen to your own knowing. Make changes in your life to start living your true path, the one that makes you and others come alive. Stop blaming the past and live in the now. Find your passion and purpose and start enjoying every moment you are creating. This is finding your way home to you. An outstanding relationship will only be satisfying when two people have found themselves. That's found themselves individually. And if the two people are willing to see that they are individual souls that came to Earth for their own journey, their own insights, and their own lessons, do not be afraid that the other person will go away and leave you. Another person can only stay because of free will. A slave cannot be in love or a loving relationship with a free person. Two free people in loving relationship can give each other wings. If you love a person and they cannot be free because of your fears, stop the fear now. Stop the thoughts. Stop projecting your fears, past pains, and lost hopes on them. Show the other person that you love them by transforming the pain and suffering into bliss and love by doing your work and finding your way home to you, to yourself. Become the energetic master that you are. So once you stop loneliness in relationships, let both you and your ins, I'm getting ready to say something that I didn't want to say. You may say your insignificant lover. I meant your significant other. Yeah, Duchess is feeling it now. So stop loneliness in relationships and let both you and your significant other be free. Be friends. Let them shine. Let them fly. You are both the transformation the world needs to see. You are both one that can change the world by following your own earthly journey. Yes, you can only love another by giving them soul freedom and by stopping all behaviors of energetic demanding, fearing, and draining. They may be an angel on your path if they have led you to all of this awareness so that now you can now find your own way home. Don't you understand that when you find the one that is in your life, they may just be there to be an angel to assist you in finding yourself. So if they walk away, that does not mean that you destroy yourself or you become devastated. Most people were brought together for a reason in this lifetime, although many times it is not the reason you originally thought, to finally make you happy and fulfilled. The divine universe has led you to uncover the light and love that you are through these broken connections. So when you find these broken connections, you are finding you. And you are becoming aware of you. Become your own true love. Start to be the master you are by truly connecting with yourself this very day. You can do this through prayer, meditation. You can cry. Tears are so cleansing. Say sorry to your significant other for enslaving them. And say sorry to yourself for creating all that you have lived up to until this point. No one can alleviate your deep loneliness. You are simply longing for you. Start to love yourself in this very moment. Resonate with people who vibrate on a higher level of complement to your life. If your significant other is not willing to do their work, acknowledge or stop their energetic demands on you. The kindest thing you can do for both of you is to walk away. Surround yourself with aware people who listen to and honor their souls and inner knowing. Surround yourself with people who have high vibration, who resonate with their heart, who do not energetically pull and demand from you or let you fly. These people give off light and love because of their enthusiasm for their own journey and their passion for themselves. These are the relationships that will strengthen and nurture you as you step into your own self-mastery. These are the connections you have always dreamed to have with other humans, all possible now that you have found you. Live the life of your dreams now, today. You are the biggest love of your life. You know, I like that. As a matter of fact, I love that. You are the love that you have been waiting for. And until you learn to love you, you are not going to find the love that you think you're looking for. Meditation is a good way to tap into your higher self. And I tell people, most of you have a cell phone. And your cell phone has an alarm. Some cell phones have a timer. And that's what one might want to do. Set their timer to go off with a buzz, a vibrate. Set it on vibrate to go off after 15 minutes. And then just find a place to sit. Don't even say you're going to meditate. Just say, I'm going to sit here in the quiet and do nothing. Does it matter what you think about? If you find yourself thinking out the window, then bring it back to your breath. But begin to meditate, and you will find a higher self in you and a truer self in you. And with that, it's time for Duchess to sign out. And it's time for all of us to get up and go do something out there in the world to change it. Because that's what we're all about, changing the world. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing these moments with me. And with that, I'm going to say good night, everybody. Until next time, we'll get together. Toodaloos. Thank you.